Triple M right across the coast on a Friday morning that we love. Why? Well, because it just is Friday, you beauty. That is the late, great Murray Happ and the Strawny Breakfast Show singers, led by the great Tony Verhoeven there. And yes, we're ready for it. Hope you had a good Thursday. I can say I did. We had lots of things happening here at Triple M yesterday. Got a few jobs done at home, a bit of Christmas shopping, and we were out in the surf boat on the river and just got it packed away when that one clap of thunder came last night that fair dinkum, I nearly jumped through the roof of the surf shed. I hate lightning. I hate thunder. And I reckon I had about, 2 years taken off my life yesterday when that one clap of thunder hit. Holy dooly. Anyway, I hope you don't suffer from the same affliction, because that was frightening yesterday and we could get another going over today. The word is from the Bureau, cloudy with a high 90% chance of rain and storms, and a couple of these could be severe, and up to about 30 degrees for today. And again, we're going to get hammered by these northerlies. I'm just seeing the flags outside the Triple M Weather Shack here out already. So they're not saying to 25, they're saying to 30 knots today. It's going to look like a fair dinkum horror movie. There's a bit of red weed starting to appear. Oh, dear. Anyway, it is summertime. We expect northerly winds and of course, stormy-type weather. On the show today, we'll get to that shortly. Let's have a look at what's making news. And, of course, our thoughts are actually with the people of North Queensland. Residents are being warned to take action as a very destructive wind brought on by severe tropical cyclone Owen bears down on tropical North Queensland. And George Pell is one of three elderly senior advisers the Pope has removed from the Vatican's Council of Cardinals. Locally, The Guardian reports the North Coast Primary Healthcare Network have announced an extra $720,000 of funding to support young people with mental health or substance abuse problems. And the Port Macquarie Library ventures into a new age with a dedicated virtual reality area. We have one here. It's called the Triple M Office. The whole thing's, it is virtual reality. In sport, in cricket, the second test starts today in Perth. The weather there predicted to be hot and sunny, about 38. And Jack DeBellin is out on bail after being charged with aggravated sexual assault. In sport, talking about the cricket locally, tomorrow sees the final round of the McDonald's Premier League cricket before the Christmas New Year break. And on the show today, plenty happening, including another chance for you to enter the 12 Days of Christmas for Coppy's Butcher Block. Everybody's talking about it. Up for grabs, just before all the freeloaders arrive for Christmas, a $500 voucher from Coppy's Butcher Block, your favourite local butcher, put Macquarie and Warhope. Also, John Michael Hollywoodhausen in, talking about a new book about billionaire eccentric Howard Hughes. I've read a book about him probably 20 years ago. What an amazing guy. Absolutely incredible. And absolutely crackers, poor old Howard. Anyway, I'll be interested to find out what John Michael says about this new book. And he's also going to talk about Margot Robbie getting nominated for a Screen Actors Guild Award, which we broke on the show yesterday. Also, your last chance for the week to pick up $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Sophie Monk, Sam Burgess and Paddy Duke. We'll talk about where you can go caroling on the mid-north coast over the weekend. Everybody loves to get their head back and go hard in the chorus. I'm not too good on the verses. Also, the Summer Beach House. How good is it? It gets drawn today. Someone is going to be heading for 5 nights on the Gold Coast with their family. Airfares, accommodation, $1,000 spending money, $500 for the fill up the fridge and passes to Dreamworld. It is a sensational prize and only Triple M Club members can win. Also, what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union? Christy in to have a look at what's happening around the place today. We better get the show on the road, eh? 13 27 10. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. Or if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. A reminder, we've got the Pacific Highway down to one lane at Moorland near Jericho Road after an earlier B double fire. One of the two southbound lanes is closed if you're heading into beautiful Moorland this morning. It's 11 past five.
Strawny's Brekkie Show for the Port City Bowling Club and the Eastern Tiger Restaurant. It's dental floss for your mind.
It is me, your own homegrown terrorist, Osama bin Wheelie. Today I will attack one of your country's greatest cultural icons. And no, no, don't worry, it is not Qantas. We do not attack planes because airport parking is just too damned expensive. Ha 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 ha! Cactus coming up.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Check out their gift shop for great Christmas gift ideas this festive season.
Deep in the cool room of his suburban kebab shop, Cactus Island's homegrown terrorist leader, Osama bin Wheely, was planning evil deeds.
Listen up, my swarthy cohorts. We will crush the spirit of the people when we attack the very heart of this infidel democracy.
What? The Holden factory?
No, the government has already destroyed that. I am talking about the nation's most sacred institution.
Rolf Harris?
Shut up. I said the heart of democracy. I am talking about blowing up Parliament House in Canberra.
That is a long way.
Your mum will be unhappy if you are not in the kebab shop. I don't care. I am 43 years old. I am sick of living with my mum above a kebab shop. I want my 72 virgins. Load the explosives in the kebab delivery car.
You're taking the barina?
Ooh, your mum will kill you. Shut up. Canberra, here we come. Push the barina out so she can't hear it start. Okay, we must hurry. We must get to Parliament House onto the grassy roof.
The grassy roof?
The plan is this. In the boot are 7 specially trained wombats. They will dig a hole down into the lower house. Then we will drop in the explosives. Exactly. Uh-oh, here we are. I will drive straight up the grassy roof. Okay, release the wombats. Dig, my pretties, dig.
Look, Osama, they are through.
Brilliant. Now I will drop in the explosives.
Wait, Osama. There is something coming up through the hole.
Holy tabbouleh. It's a rush of hot air and bullcrap.
Oh, yuck, all over us.
Peter Dutton must have been speaking.
Oh, I cannot meet 72 virgins in a smelly caftan.
And it has filled the barina.
Oh, I want my mommy.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Check out their gift shop for great Christmas gift ideas this festive season.
Triple M coming up to 9 to 6. Here he is, Ronnie. Which I haven't spoken to Ronnie for ages. Good morning, Ronnie. How are you in Port Macquarie?
Going good, Mark. We're doing very well, thank you.
That's right. Yeah, he's right near the little building, a new little building about to open.
Our new little Bunnings. Yeah, I'm glad it's only a little one.
Crikey, is it little? Fair dickum. Anyway, Ronnie, how did we go with the road? 7 mils at the airport. You're not far from the airport. What did you get?
We got 23, Mark.
23.
We got 20 of it in about 20 minutes last night.
Yeah.
But I think what happened is, see, it came over. It came the other way, and the Bunnings building being so big, it blocked it off, and it couldn't get past that. And, you know, it's so long and so it's so high. You know, by the time the rain sort of got around it all, it had run out of puff.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? So 23 mils, that's good running. Now, also, did you hear me tell the story? I think I lost about 2 years off my life when that thunderclap hit about about 25 to 7 last night. Did you hear that?
My wife's still hanging off the fan in the ceiling. I haven't got a ladder big enough to get up there yet. I'm waiting for Bunnings open to get a bigger ladder.
Oh, goodness me, Ron. Well, I'm glad I wasn't the only one. I'm glad I wasn't the only one. All right, mate. Well, all the very best for Christmas. And we haven't spoken for a while. Good to know
we'll
you're still...
up again anyhow, Mark, but you have a Merry Christmas to you and yours as well.
Yeah. Good on you. Mate. And I hope you get the wife down off the chandelier. Thank you, Ronnie.
Okay, mate.
See
bye.
You, buddy. Bye. Ronnie, he's a funny man. Yeah, that Fennigham took about 2 years off my life. It was the biggest... I hate thunder. Absolutely hate it. But anyway, those are the things we have to live with. 132710, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. But it is all there. News coming up, but not before we get to Strawny Leaks, which is
Christmas
next.
Christmas has come early at IGA with these great weeks weekly specials. Find Australian cherries only $9.99 per kilo and Coca-Cola 1.25 litre selected varieties just $1.50. That's half price. IGA, where the locals matter. Offer ends December 18. Excludes IGA Express. See website for details.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Hollywood heavyweight Chevy Chase, best known for his starring role in National Lampoon's Vacation, has made a special trip to Australia to film scenes with Paul Hogan on his new comeback movie. Gwen Stefani has revealed there's zero pressure on her and her boyfriend Blake Shelton to get married. As the singer says, they are a forever couple. And the new Clint Eastwood film, The Mule, is out today with the world's favourite tough guy in a different role.
Officer, hi.
You need help?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
What do you got there?
Little pecans. I'm delivering pecans to my niece.
It's pecans? Here.
Yeah, pecans. She makes the worst pecan pie you've ever tasted.
It's that time of year where we could play Jingle Bells over and over, or we could play another Christmas song like this. Merry Christmas from Triple M.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
There he is, Bluey Waters. Hi, Bluey.
Good morning, Strawny.
See, I'm still getting over that clap of thunder last night. I'm rattled. I mean, I know you don't like the dark. I hate thunder. I was up in the rafters last night after that thing struck. Fair dinkum.
It gave no warning, did it?
No, it was shocking. Absolutely shocking. Now, fishing, did anybody venture out yesterday?
Yeah, we did all right yesterday. The wind didn't get up till late morning, so we got the window of opportunity was there for a couple of hours. We picked up some nice handy brim. They're nice in colour, that's for sure. Nice and silver. They've been travelling. They're lovely. So, yeah, we did all right yesterday. We were quite happy with the brim around the Blackhalls.
All right. What about today? You got the bottom of the tide around 7:30. Northerly winds howling again. It was howling when I got up, but now the flags have dropped, Bluey. It looks okay out there.
Yeah, it looks great at the moment. As I said this morning, picked up to about 15 k's there at one stage, but now it's dropped right off, and I assume it will get back up again. So we're on to our way to go up the estuary and duck up the estuary. We'll try the northern banks, and we'll try for brim and blackfish on prawns.
Okay, all right. Clubs out this weekend?
Yep, got a couple of clubs out this weekend. Firstly, the Hibbard Sports Club Fishing Club. They've got their monthly club on. 1 o'clock weigh in back at the clubhouse with a barbecue. Also, North Haven Bowling Club Anglers. 2 o'clock weigh in underneath the clubhouse with a barbecue. Lauren Hotel Fishing Club. Their weigh in starts at 1 o'clock. The barbecue starts at 12 o'clock at the front of the hotel. And the Port Anglers are also out this weekend. They've got a 1 o'clock weigh in with a Christmas party to follow.
Okie dokie. Well, that is fantastic news, Bluey. Very good indeed.
Yes.
Good luck to all fishermen.
The weather's good for us.
Yeah, good luck to all. Look, it's going to be like this pretty much across the weekend, Bluey. So, I don't know what to make of that. But anyway, you've just got to play what's in front of you. And as you say, if the brim are travelling or on the bite, obviously we were disappointed about the whiting because of the current state of the little bit of weed coming in and the colder water because of the northerly winds. But we'll lap these brim up. That's pretty good. Now, Bluey, this is what we've got to discuss now. You've been on fire at the TAB. The Bluey Waters TAB Best Bet.
Yeah, the Bluey Waters TAB. We're off to Royal Randwick tomorrow, and it's race 7, horse 13, Skyboy at 5-1.
Skyboy, 5-1. Oh yes.
And I like this. I like Strasburg in the feature race also.
All right, Strasburg, okie dokie.
Yeah, in the feature race.
All right, that sounds pretty good. Now that salutes
the Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet.
Righto, Bluey, what have you got for us?
This might be one for you, Strawny. You don't mind something out there a little bit sometimes. Mm-hmm. Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet this weekend. We're off to Dan Murphy's. We've got we've got Cooper's Dry Stubbies at $41 a carton.
41? Holy dooly. Okay, Cooper's Dry. Okay, not the pale ale, the dry. $1.70 a grog. Now, also, Bluey, remember yesterday I said we'd do a poll on the shower beer? You were shocked about it. You were a non-believer, right? So
yep.
I was on the yes team and you're on the no team. We reached 2,601 of our listeners with our poll, and the results are yes, 65%. The nose, 35%. So people are supporting.
It wasn't just 65 people.
No,
though. Not
65%. No, 65% said yes. Although people were mentioned about you know, there was lots of comments of shower beers have been in for a long time. And I know Don Barton was the first bloke to tell me about he could get a VB stubby in his shower caddy where his wife's shampoo would go. And they're all, Bluey, there was also talks of long necks in the shower. I mean, really, is this what the world is coming to? Phil put that up and a few other people. But, yeah, well, 65% are in favour of the shower beers from the Pang Pang Brewery in Sweden. So that was the result of our poll. That only goes for 24 hours, Bluey, but there you go. You can probably get James to show you that on the Triple M Facebook site.
Well, that just shows you, I think some of your listeners have got problems. That's all I can say.
You made the
suggestion. So they'll have a beer in the shower.
I listen, you were the bloke who made the suggestion about you have your toothbrush ready to go with it. I mean, come on. That was you,
well,
not me.
You know, you might as well.
All right, okay. Well, that was the result of the survey. Now, this wind's going to absolutely hammer us later in the day. Bluey's confident. It has dropped now, and you're heading out to the airstream.
Yeah, out the estuary, Northern Banks, take a few prawns with you and target the brim and blackfish.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Stone the crows. That's Drawny.
Triple M News.
A possible thunderstorm and top of 29 on the mid-north coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Local students getting their HSC results yesterday are being reminded scores aren't everything and there are still a variety of options available if expectations fell short. The Mid-North Coast Local Business Chamber is calling on students, regardless of score, to consider apprenticeships or traineeships to kickstart their career. The Chamber's regional manager, Kellen Beard, says the Skills Road website is a good place to go to for details on all the careers available to them.
Yeah, look, youth unemployment at the moment is quite high on the Mid-North Coast. We need to address. One of the things that is good for the youth is to get into a job. Nothing better than a trade. I did a trade a number of years ago, and it's a great opportunity for you to learn new things and try out different jobs.
This weekend in Port Macquarie, the Festival of the Sun, thousands set to head to the Mid-North Coast. As part of that, the local health district are looking to increase awareness of sexual health. Anyone volunteering to a urine sample for a chlamydia test will get VIP access to clean toilets, an area to charge phones, and a glitter bar. The campaign has previously seen success at Splendour in the Grass in Byron Bay. The state government has announced the shake-up of social housing, said to give people across the mid-north coast a chance to jump the queue as long as they're seeking employment. The Voluntary Opportunity Pathways program will also trial time-limited leases aimed at improving the independence of clients and reinforcing the expectation that social housing is not for life. Community Services Minister Prue Goward thinks that's a pretty fair deal.
We'll let you jump the queue. We'll give you 6, 9, 12 months of a tenancy, but we need you to engage in training. We need you to go to school or get some education. We need you to be actively seeking work, and we'll help you do that.
And the state's lottery hotspots have been named, the Mid-North Coast seeing 4 Division 1 winning entries this year. The single biggest prize, $3 million, with total prizes just under $6 million. Celebrations at the Kempsey Swimming Pool recently, which has now turned 80. The 50-metre Olympic pool and the Apex Toddlers pool are now 50, meanwhile. The milestones were greeted with a day of activities. Looking to the weekend, and the Hastings Valley Motorcycle Club have a social ride on Sunday. There's a 7:30 a.m. sign-on with racing from 9. In rugby league, 4 Lower Macleay Magpies will take to the field for the Group 3 versus Group 2 rep match at Verge Street Oval. And greyhound racing will see the dogs go round at South Kempsey Raceway on Saturday. That's news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Fueled by the Q Country Club, where you can have breakfast on the balcony every Saturday and Sunday from 9.
It's those protected northern corners do have those cleanest and the best conditions for a little surf, and it is only little this morning. We have a small northeasterly swell, wave sizes around that 1 to 2 feet mark. We do have a low tide around 7:30 this morning. High tide is around 2 o'clock this afternoon, and the water temperature further north of Crescent Head is around 19 to 20 degrees, and we've got a nice cold current around Port Macquarie around 15 to 16 degrees. And now for the surfer this weekend, it's not looking too promising for any quality waves at all. We will have a strong north to northeasterly wind all weekend, Saturday and Sunday. The swell will be out of the northeast. Wave size on Saturday will be around that 3 to 4 feet mark. Be a little bit bigger on Sunday, around that 4 to 5 feet mark.
All right, Hutto. Now, just before you go, one of our fans, there's my mum listens, I think a couple of your kids listen, And remember, we bumped into, we gave Robin a big shout out when I was at the Southwest Rocks Country Club with subtitles a couple of weeks ago. Or was it last month? I think we were.
Yeah, last month it was, yeah.
Well, it's Robin's birthday today.
Oh, really? Oh, happy birthday, Rob.
There
oh,
you go. Hey. On reception there at the Southwest Rocks Country Club, say happy birthday to Robin as you go into the club today.
Oh, Big Hutt will be there playing golf today, probably. Oh, yeah.
Will he? Really?
He loves it up there, yeah.
Anyway.
The seventh hole.
He lives in the seventh hole, Big Hutt, okay. And Robin, 21 again today. So from Hutto and I and all the Triple M listeners and all the people that love going to the Southwest Rocks Country Club, you have a great day. 13:27:10, a well-known listener and caller to the show for donkey's years, I do have the original Serial Pest on the phone. Hello, Serial Pest.
G'day, Mark. How are you going?
Good, mate. Where have you been? I was worried you'd fallen off the face of the earth.
Oh, no, still here. I'm still here. I tell you what a thunder strike last night.
I know. I'm still getting bits of wood out of my fingernails from where I was hanging onto the rafters when that struck.
Mate, I happened to be over at the Hastings Choristers concert in St Agnes's. They finished their first bracket, and there was an almighty flash and a bang you wouldn't believe. I've never heard somebody.
Hang on, Serial Pest. Was that because you were in the church?
Yeah, it probably was. I thought the roof was going to come down.
Now you want to hear your favourite Christmas carol? Is that right?
Yes, play us all Manure Affair.
Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Stone the crows.
That's drawny. Day 1. Dear Nola, thank you very much for your lovely present of a partridge in a pear tree. We're getting the hang of feeding the partridge now, although it was difficult at first to win its confidence. It bit the mother rather badly in the hand. But they're good friends now, and we're keeping the pear tree indoors in a bucket. Thank you again. Yours affectionately, Gubnet O'Lunacy. Day 2. Dear Nola, I cannot tell you how surprised we were to hear from you so soon again and to receive your lovely present of 2 turtle doves. You really are too kind. At first, the partridge was very jealous and suspicious of the doves, and they had a terrible row on the night the doves arrived. We had to send for the vet. But the birds are okay again, and the stitches is due to come out in a week or two. The vet's bill was £8, but the mother is over her annoyance now, and the doves and the partridge are watching the telly from the pear tree as I write. Yours ever, Gubnet. Day 3. Dear Nola, we must be foremost in your thoughts. I had only posted my letter when the 3 French hens arrived. There was another sort out between the hens and the doves, who sided with the partridge, and the vet had to be sent for again. The mother was raging because the bill was £16 this time, but she has almost cooled down. However, the fact that the birds' droppings keep falling down on her hair while she's watching the telly doesn't help matters. Thanking you for your kindness, I remain your Gubnet. Day 4. Dear Nola, you mustn't have received my last letter when you were sending us the 4 calling birds. There was pandemonium in the pear tree again last night, and the vet's bill was £32. The mother is on sedation as I write. I know you meant no harm, and remain your close friend, Gubnet. Day 5. Nola, your generosity knows no bounds. 5 gold rings. When the parcel arrived, I was scared stiff that it might be more birds, because the smell in the living room is atrocious. However, I don't want to seem ungrateful for the beautiful rings. Your affectionate friend, Gubnet. Day 6. Nola, what are you trying to do to us? It isn't that we don't appreciate your generosity, but the 6 geese have not alone nearly murdered the calling birds, but they laid their eggs on top of the vet's head from the pear tree, and his bill was £68 in cash. My mother is munching 60 grains of Valium a day and talking to herself in a most alarming way. You must keep your feelings for me in check, Gubnet. Day 7. Nola, we are not amused by your little joke. 7 swans a-swimming is a most romantic idea, but not in the bath of a private house. We cannot use the bathroom now because they have gone completely savage and rush the door every time we try to enter. If things go on this way, the mother and I will smell as bad as the living room carpet. Please lay off. It is not fair, Gubnet. Day 8. Nola,
Who the hell do you think gave you the right to send 8 hefty maids of milk in here to eat us out of house and home? Their cattle is all over the front lawn and has trampled the hill over the mother's rose beds. The swans invaded the living room in a sneak attack, and the ensuing battle between them and the calling birds, turtle doves, French hens and partridge made the Battle of the Somme seem like Wanderley Wagon. The mother is on a bottle of whiskey a day, as well as the 60 grains of Valium. I'm very annoyed with you, Govnet. Day 9. Listen, you louser. There's enough pandemonium in this place night and day without 9 drummers drumming. While the 8 flaming maids of milking is beating me poor old alcoholic mother out of her own kitchen and gobbling everything in sight. I'm warning you, you're making an enemy of me, Govnet. Day 10. Listen, manure face. I hope you will be haunted by the strains of the 10 pipers piping which has sent to torment us last night. They were aided in their evil work by those maniac drummers, and it wasn't a pleasant sight to look out the window and see 8 hefty maids a-milking, hogoing round with the ensuing punk rock uproar. My mother has just finished her 3rd bottle of whiskey on top of 124 grains of Valium. You'll get yours. Govnet O'Lunacy. Day 11. You have scandalised my mother, you dirty Jezebel. It was bad enough to have 8 maids a-milking dancing to punk music on the front lawn, but they've now been joined by your friends, the 11 lords a-leaping, and the antics of the whole lot of them would leave the most decadent days of the Roman Empire looking like outlook. I'll get you yet, you old bag. Day 12. Listen, slurry head, you have ruined our lives. The 12 maidens dancing turned up last night and beat the living daylights out of the 8 maids a-milking because they found them carrying on with the 11 lords a-leaping. Meanwhile, the swans got out of the living room where they'd been hiding since the big battle and savaged hell out of the lords and all the maids. There were 8 ambulances here last night and the local civil defence as well. The mother is in a home for the bewildered and I'm sitting here up to me neck in birds' droppings, empty whiskey and Valium bottles, birds' blood and feathers, while the flaming cows eats the leaves off the pear tree. I'm a broken man. Goodness, all alone, I see.
There we go. The Cereal Pests' favourite song on Triple M. I've been playing it for 30 years. Frank Kelly's 12 Days of Christmas. That bloke is a mess. An absolute mess at the end of that, and we love it. 4 to 7.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Leah Jollo is shaking his head saying, what are people just waking up listening to that? That's the first time you've heard it. I've been playing it for 30 years.
Yeah, that's amazing. I've never heard such a thing. I mean, I've never thought
that's the
of
guy
that
out of Father
poem.
You remember Father Ted?
No, I don't.
Frank Kelly was in Father Ted.
Right, so, right. I've never thought of that song in such like a literal light. When you put it into that kind of context, it's a nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah, and Cereal Pest loves the line, listen, manure face. Okay, we better get serious. What are the papers saying today, Lee?
Yes, so in the Daily Telegraph today, the headline there, another NRL sex charge. Origin star Jack DeBellin is accused of sexually assaulting a 19-year-old woman on Sunday morning after the pair met at a Wollongong nightclub. It's understood the incident occurred at a nearby apartment and a friend of DeBellin's was allegedly involved as well. Also, welcome to School of Hard Crocs. A massive rise in HSC students seeking bonus points means 1 in 3 pupils applying for university places are claiming their marks should be boosted on hardship grounds. And in the Sydney Morning Herald this morning, the PM's under fire over toothless watchdog. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has sparked a policy row over the powers needed to stamp out corruption among politicians and bureaucrats as critics urge him to strengthen the Commonwealth Integrity Commission he vows to set up next year. Also, House spy chiefs cooked up campaign against Huawei, a powerful international campaign by 5 of the world's leading spy organisations against Chinese influence, was cooked up over a lobster dinner at a coastal resort in Canada last July.
Okay, Lee, thank you very much for that. And locally on Triple M?
Yes, so as we know, the HSC results have come out and local students getting those results yesterday are being reminded that scores aren't everything and there are still a variety of options available if expectations fall short. The Mid-North Coast Local Business Chamber is calling on students, regardless of score, to consider apprenticeships and traineeships to kickstart their careers. The Chamber's regional manager, Killen Beard, I had a chat to him. He's calling on people to go to the Skills Road website. It's a good place to check up on the details of all the careers available, trades and apprenticeships and all those sorts of things. available. There's so many things you can do these days beyond university, and there's lots of opportunities right here on the Mid-North Coast.
Good on you, Lee. Exactly right. It's not the end of the world. You've got your whole life in front of you. You can do anything you want if you put your mind to it. So don't stress about it, kids, all right? The ATAR's coming out this morning. Good on you, Lee. We'll talk to you in about 6 minutes' time from your little newsroom. He's still shaking his head at Frank Kelly.
Triple M's 12 Days of Christmas.
Christmas.
For a $500 voucher at Coppy's Butcher Block, your favourite local butcher in Port Macquarie and Wauchope. Rocking your Christmas. Triple M.
Yes, we have Hendrix, our resident elf playing ukulele expert here to reek out a Christmas classic. And it's, well, it's an old standard today. 13:27:10. If you can guess what it is, you go in the draw next Friday with the freeloaders about to arrive and eat you out of house and home. We do have a $500 voucher from Coppies on offer. 13:27:10. Let's see how we go. 13:27:10. Who wants to have a crack at Hendrix, our resident elf, with what he's got for us on the ukulele today? Are you ready to go, Hendrix? You are? Okie dokie. All right, let's see how we go. Triple M, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good. Who have I got there?
You've got Mark from Lakewood, Strawning.
Mark from Lakewood. How are things in Lakewood, Mark? Where were you when that thunderclap hit yesterday, about 20-6? I'll tell you what, I was hanging off the ceiling, Mark.
I was helping putting up Christmas decorations.
It was a shocker. All right, you know how this works, Mark. Here we go. Here's, you ready, Hendrix? Here he goes. Here comes the bit everybody knows. All right, Mark. Now, Hendrix did a fantastic job there. This song has two names, so I'll accept either. What do you think it is?
I think it's just Merry Christmas.
Yeah, well, it's called the Christmas song. That'll do. Or Chestnuts Roasting by the Open Fire. But it's called the Christmas song, so... Well, in the spirit of it, Mark, we'll let you in with that one. Now, have you got people coming to your place, Mark?
Oh, yes.
How many? How many you got? Come on.
I think I've got about 8 gamuts coming.
All right. Now, if you pull this off, thanks to Coppies, your favourite local butcher, Port Moorhope, a $500 voucher. I know they're going to eat you out of house and home, Mark, but this will quell the pain. More on Monday. It is the 12 days of Christmas for Coppies Butcher's Block.
Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Stone the crows. That's Drawny.
Triple M right across the coast. John Michael Hollywoodhausen coming up in under half an hour. And before 7:30, very funny cactus for today, which features some of your favourite characters, let me tell you, like Osama bin Wheelie, our homegrown terror person. Tainted love there. 19 past 7, last day of Triple M's I Believe in Santa Toy Drive. Greg Cocking and his crew from the Salvation Army coming in today. Still a little bit of time for you to get your presents. And Mr. Producer, again, we're astounded by the generosity of people. And one thing that took my eye, you know I love food, just look at me.
Ooh,
but
yes.
Is this right? KFC have a candle out you can buy now, which smells of fried chicken.
How good would that be? Oh. Or maybe how bad. You're just constantly hungry for it.
I don't know. Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. But a candle smelling of fried chicken.
Yeah.
I don't know how that goes in the incense burners. And,
hey, have you had anything taken down off Facebook of late? You know, where they officially take things down?
What are you talking about?
Well, again...
Listen, too. I've got to tackle you about something.
Last weekend, I'm scrolling through my Facebook feed, and there's, you know, a little thing from you about how good is it and everything like that. The surf boats.
Yeah.
Now, all the blokes are in boardies. Except for one.
That's not true. That is not
standing
true.
Standing at the end in the budgie smuggles.
That is not true.
It was obviously cold, but anyway, you obviously... Man, if you...
You idiot. Now, listen...
Loud and proud you are, aren't you? Look at you.
You are... Well, you
any
are,
chance to get the pants off?
You are known as a fire starter. You used to flick matches. No, listen...
Are you denying your speedo shot?
What about with your son last week? Good on you. Did you set that up?
No, I did not.
I'm doing a live cross from the boats at Scott's Head. And they close off your son and Pommy Rich. And for anyone wanting a Triple M prize pack, anyone can get us a photo of Strawn and his budgie smugglers going to pick up the prize pack.
And that offer
That had you written all over it.
And that offer is still up for grabs through the summer season.
Don't you have to administrate. Get out. Up next, Strawny Leaks, the latest entertainment goss. Clint Eastwood's got a new film out. And look, he's nearly 90. It's not a role you'd think he'd take. Details next here at Triple M.
Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen for Majestic Cinemas, Port Macquarie, Nambucca Heads and Sawtell.
Yes, here he is, John Michael Hollywood Housen. Good morning, Merry Christmas.
Oh, Mark, drop the Hollywood. It always makes me think, what was his name, Hollywood George, the racing dipster?
That's right. Remember they used to have great names, John Michael, the big punters. There was a bloke called the Fireman. And
yeah.
there was a bloke I knew that went to the Greyhounds, and he was it's just so Australian. His name was Lemonade Tom because the only thing he drank was lemonade.
Like Damon Runyon, you know, with the names in Guys and Dolls.
Yep.
They've all got wonderful names. But people used to come up to me years ago and ask me for what was going to win at Randwick. You know, and I said, you've got the wrong Hollywood. You want Hollywood George.
Hollywood George Edsa.
That's
the bloke.
Right.
I remember him. Now, John Michael, talking about Howard Hughes today. It's a fascinating subject. I've read a couple of books on the great man. He was absolutely brilliant, but very strange.
Very strange. I mean, he was a brilliant engineer. He was a brilliant film director. He was an amazing man, a brilliant aviator. In fact, the film that Leonardo DiCaprio played, he was called The Aviator, and he was an all-round genius, an amazing man, but nutty as a fruitcake.
Yes, exactly.
And spent his last years living in a hotel in Vegas, which he owned, surrounded by guards.
Mm.
And some won't wonder whether the guards were there to protect him or the guards were there to keep him locked up. Nobody knows, but there was there's a new book out about him, and it talks about, I mean, if all this stuff we're talking in Hollywood now about all these, you know, producers, directors or whatever, being quite unreasonable with women. I mean, he started it off. A list of stars, huge stars at that time, were quoted. I mean, they're all gone to God now, but their memories, the memories that they left behind of Howard Hughes, he was a very odd man when it came to women and treated women badly, except for Ava Gardner, who one night had enough and turned on him and belted him up. Absolutely belted him up. Now, knowing Ava Gardner, I think Howard Hughes was 6 foot something, and Ava Gardner was barely 5 foot. She must have delivered a fantastic punch. But, no, he was very strange, and this new book that's come out is apparently all about, I mean, he's a fascinating character, even though he's been dead for years. He's a fascinating character. Yeah. And there have been films, there have been documentaries, there have been books written about and produced about Howard Hughes. And another thing this week, Melvin Dummer. You remember Melvin Dummer? Mel, you there?
Yeah, John.
Melvin Dummer was the guy who claimed to have picked up Howard Hughes on a desert road. He apparently escaped his minders, and he was out in the middle of the night, and Melvin picked him up. And years later, when Howard Hughes died, Melvin claimed that Howard Hughes had written a will, which he had in his pocket, a handwritten will, leaving him $150 million. Well, it was thrown out of court. It never happened. But they did make a film about it called Melvin and Howard with, I think it was Jason Robards played Howard Hughes. But he was a decrepit old man. This bloke picked him up. He thought he was a bum, you know, walking on the highway. And it turned out, apparently the picking up on the highway is quite true, but he never left him $150 million. But anyway, Melvin died this week at the age of 70-something. And what an interesting life he had. But he stopped talking about the Howard Hughes thing because he said it drove him crazy. Every time he met people for the first time, they'd always say, oh, you're the guy that rescued Howard Hughes. He said, I got sick of the sound of his name. So he gave up talking about him. But it is a fascinating story.
Yeah, I for one, will be having a look at it. I really love the stories that come out.
By the way, if you get the chance, if you can find it anywhere, get the film Melvin and Howard. I think Jason Robards got nominated.
Yep.
And Mary Steenburgen, who I think she played Melvin's wife, she actually won the Best Supporting Actress Oscar. So it's a really good movie. So if you get the chance to see Melvin and Howard, have a look at it. And, of course, there's The Aviator with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, he was probably the first, I heard, of really famous germaphobes, wasn't he? He was so paranoid.
He had towels everywhere.
Yeah, and tissues.
While washing his hands. Yeah.
Now, also, talking about awards, Margot Robbie's got a good nod from the Screen Actors Guild.
Yes, she missed out on getting a Golden Globe nomination, but she got a Screen Actors Guild nomination for playing, and this is, you know, quite interesting, she's playing Elizabeth I. In a drama about Elizabeth I and her cousin Mary, Queen of Scots. And Mary, Queen of Scots is being played by the Irish actress, and I can never get her name right, Saoirse Ronan. It's a Gaelic name. Anyway, apparently it's a very good film about the conflict. There's a film done years ago with Vanessa Redgrave and Glenda Jackson, with Glenda Jackson playing Elizabeth I. And, of course, Cate Blanchett has made a career out of playing Elizabeth I. But anyway, Margot Robbie, looking quite bizarre in the strange makeup that Elizabeth I wore, is in this film about the conflict between these... They were first cousins, you know, Elizabeth I of England and Mary of Scotland. And finished up, Elizabeth had Mary's head chopped off, but which they used to do in those days. Didn't like anybody chop off their head. But it's a great story. Actually, they never, ever met. But in both films, you have a dramatic confrontation. You have to have that because although they wrote copious letters to each other, they never actually met. But in both films, they do have a fictionalised meeting. Congratulations to Margot Robbie because she's a risk taker, she's a producer, she looks out for new projects, and she's an amazing young woman. I mean, she's like Nicole Kidman now. Nicole is a top producer as well as being an Oscar winning star. She's just to be nominated again for another award for a film called The Destroyer. But, I mean, they're remarkable women. There's no doubt about them.
John Michael, time's beaten us. Thank you for that. And we shall talk to you same time next week for Kieran and the team at Majestic.
Look forward to it, Mark.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, let's see if we can give away the cash. I've had the hot hand over the last couple of weeks. Lots of Mr. Producer's money has gone walking out that door. Michael, good morning. How are you in Port?
All right, buddy, yourself?
Terrific, buddy. You doing any Christmas party stuff this weekend?
No, mate. Just going to... it's my week of hiding away from the world, Stronny.
Good on you. Well, you enjoy it there in your little cocoon, and I'd like to give you $1,000. You're not a doomsday prepper, are you, Michael?
Well, I did build a dam yesterday, so I'm hoping it's going to rain today. So I'm trying to stock up on some water.
All right, buddy. Now, what number are we looking for you to match on the wheel?
We'll go with 28, Johnny.
28. All right, Michael. Good luck, mate. Here we go. Michael for 28 for $1,000, thanks to 40 Winks. 28. 28. It's going to be close and lands right on the number. Oh, really? Is that right? 28. Can you believe it? Michael, can you believe that?
No, I can't, Stroudy, but I knew I'd pull it off one day.
Ah, well, there you go. The number 28. You got $1,000 thanks to Jerome and the team at 40 Winks. So you can go shopping, whatever you'd like, $1,000. Where do you think it's going to go, Michael?
Well, the dam cost me $1,500 yesterday, Stroudy, so straight into that.
You're sinking your money into a dam. That is so funny. Michael, just hold the line. I'll get some further details and we'll get you organised to get some of Mr. Producer's cash, which I'd love. I absolutely love. All right. Okay, isn't that great?
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Here's Christy. Good morning, Christy. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How'd you survive that lovely downpour yesterday afternoon?
I was hanging off the rafters. I hate thunder. I hate lightning. And one was really close to me, honestly.
Oh, really?
I reckon I'm 2 years off my life yesterday. Incredible.
It was absolutely chaotic. Would you believe it? Our next door neighbour across the road, he ordered turf yesterday and we offered up our assistance and we're standing out in the absolutely pouring rain trying to lay turf.
Oh,
and it was
perfect.
Rippling and floating away. It was that much flooding.
Oh, really?
Yeah, our garage flooded. It was flooding everywhere.
No.
It was a good downpour though. We needed it.
So. Well, it's a downpour of money here too. Another thousand of Mike's money's gone out the door.
I know, congratulations.
Yeah, a guy built a dam, and he built a dam yesterday.
Oh, really?
So he's had it, built yesterday, filled up by the storm, and now we've given him a thousand to pay off.
What a lucky man.
What a good couple of days he's had, eh? Oh. Well, whack that up on the Triple M Facebook site. You can have a listen to what was a great win on the birthday wheel today.
Yeah, well, Christmas has come early, hasn't it?
Yeah. How's my weather going? Look outside.
Oh, it's beautiful out there. Thank you.
I'm saying it's like it's the last day on Earth, but anyway.
You did the sunshine dance this morning, didn't you?
Yeah.
The Valla Beach carols are on tonight from 6 o'clock at the Valla Lions Reserve, so there's lots of food and beverages and carols from 7, led by the Nambucca Valley Band and Barrowville Singers and Valla Voices. Fireworks. We love fireworks. They're at 8:45. Now, the Babies Love Baby Bounce is on from 10:30 at Kempsey Shire Library. Now, it's a free interactive session. It's designed for kids aged 0 to 3 years. So there's half hour of songs, rhymes and stories to provide a fun learning environment for very young kids, and all are welcome. The Twilight Food Markets are on this evening in Coffs at the Park Beach Reserve from 5 o'clock. Free lunchtime concerts are at Glasshouse today from 12:30 with the Grannies and the Christmas program. That's gold.
Yes.
And there's dancing at the Yatungan Hall from 7 o'clock tonight. So get along. There's food and music and an opportunity to get on the dance floor and swing your legs.
Yeah, away we go. Fantastic stuff. That's what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union.
And if you've got a not-for-profit event, go to triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Okay, that's it for us on the show for today. We had a great birthday wheel this morning. Unbelievable. We had Michael from Port Macquarie picking up $1,000. He built a dam yesterday. It got filled in the rain. Now he's won $1,000 and has paid his dam off. It's a good story. You can hear that and a whole lot of other stuff on the catch-up on the Triple M Mid-North Coast website. Just go to my page and press catch up. Whatever you're doing, have a great weekend. Remember, this afternoon we give away the Triple M Summer Beach House. Caleb will replay Al Shield's call to one of our lucky Triple M listeners and club members this afternoon. And Caleb and Pommy Rich back tomorrow for 8 from the weekend What's On. Whatever you're doing, enjoy your weekend. And remember,
with love, health and friends, you can hold your head high. God's in his heaven, the sun's in the sky, and you have a treasure that money can't buy, making the best of each day.